As you might guess, faculty members in the UW system are upset with comments Governor Walker made this week. He suggested they need to work more hours. As Marge Pitroff reports, the issue rolled into his budget plan to cut funding for the universities while giving them more autonomy. Governor Walker refers to his plan for the UW system as a new version of Act 10. It weakened most public unions so that local governments and school districts could set employee benefits and work rules. Walker then slashed spending to schools and local governments, saying Act 10 gave them the ability to limit spending. Now he says he wants to do the same for the UW system, give it autonomy from state rules, but cut its funding by $300 million and freeze tuition for 2 years.
They might be able to make savings just by asking faculty and staff to consider teaching one more class a semester, things like that.
The governor's comment referred to UW administrators that they should think about requiring instructors to spend more time in the classroom. His first mention of the issue was on a local radio program, and it seemed to target instructors.
Maybe it's time for faculty and staff to start thinking about teaching more classes and doing more work, and this authority frees up the UW administration to make those sorts of requests, which I think are needed not only here, but across the country.
The insinuation that UW professors don't spend enough time on their jobs upsets Richard Grusin. He's an English professor at UWM and director of its Center for 21st Century Studies. Grusin insists faculty members work continuously.
And we work when we get home, we work when we're on weekends, and we work when we're on vacation, because the job just doesn't end when you leave the campus. The idea that the workload is light is absurd.
Grusin says increased workloads would not cover the $5 million his College of Letters and Science may have to cut in each of the next 2 years.
That could be covered by letting go 200 graduate teaching assistants or 40 faculty members.
Grusin says university members continue crunching the numbers, considering the possibilities of what might go up and what down. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.